Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Bird Show.
It's a good question. Your parents come on over and they bust something in your house. You have the right to go, hey, you got to pay for that. Mom, dad, or do you just bury it?
So this is the debate that Katie and I had on our podcast in the moment. And I'm curious as to what you guys think as parents for sure. And I also think this makes it official that I am a better son than Katie is daughter, which I take pride in because, you know, Katie is mama's baby.
Once again, I will say this about your podcast with Katie. And again, it's called In the Moment. There are things that stun me that come out of Katie's mouth. There's nothing that comes out of your mouth that really surprises me. I feel like I know who you are, right? In and out. Katie, however, from time to time, has an edge to her that I never see on this show.
She opens up. It surprises me, too.
All right, so Katie, I know you have a love for Beyonce, and we all know Beyonce's onstage alter ego is Sasha Fierce. So we get Katie on the Bird Show. Who are you on the podcast in the moment?
Diane.
Who the hell is Diane?
Are you serious right now? Diane.
Diane sometimes don't give a F.
No.
That's her last name. Diane F.
Are you dirty, Diane? Are you dirty, Diane?
You know it.
So this conversation came up, and once again, I had no idea which direction Dirty Diane was going to go in.
Oh, now we got Little Papoosa and Dirty Diane. Aww. I love it so much.
And it all started because I was making fun of the fact that as you get older, or at least for me, I find joy in my parents doing things that I used to get in trouble for when I was a kid. Like my dad accidentally crashed my car before, and I didn't really care about the car. I was happy that I could make fun of my dad for making a mistake that if I had done it would have went a whole different way. So things like that, down to them leaving the lights on in my apartment all the time, to my dad spilling Coca-Cola all over my carpet, like these moments, right? So the most recent one is my mom comes over and she forgets her laptop charger. So somehow, some way, she's sitting at my bar and I can see it. Like I came out the room and the way she said my name with this like innocence that I have never heard before in my life. It was like, Reese. I'm like, okay.
What'd you do, Mom? What'd you do?
The roles have reversed.
Exactly. So I'm getting a kick out of it. And she hands me like my Apple charger. And she somehow was sitting at the bar working on her laptop and accidentally, I guess the cord got caught under the bar stool and she yanked it out of the computer. So it's completely broken. Damaged. Can't use it again. And if you've ever had to replace an Apple charger, you know they're not the cheapest things in the world. So it was a moment of like, I never really thought about this, but what do I do here? Right? Because my mom is saying, oh, don't worry about it. I'll get you a new one. Yeah. But as a son, I felt horrible.
Like, why?
Because of all of the things my mother has done for me. Like,
aww,
like include raise me. Like that.
Birth
right?
me.
So I went to Katie and I'm like, you ever been in a situation like this? And like, what is the right thing to do as the child in this situation? Like, your parents have done so much for you. So obviously, there's the part of me that's like, all right, I don't want to cough up this money to get a charger that I didn't break. But at the same time, I feel horrible, like asking my mom for this money in the grand scheme of things. Like, I owe her so much more than I could ever repay her for, that asking her for a few dollars to fix a charger seemed crazy to me. But Katie was like, now I need my money.
But you're not asking your mom for the money. Your mom is like, I'll get you a new one. And I think you take that away from her being able to fix what she broke. And that's going to give her, like, that's going to make her feel good to be able to replace the charger. Like, she's doing it for you, but also she would be doing it for herself because she knew she broke it and she wants to feel better about the situation. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, but it still feels wrong to me, like to ask my mom to replace something so small.
I'm with you. Let's hear from Katie.
Yo, no, Dirty Diane.
Dirty Diane.
Dirty Diane.
No. Because as my mother, who has broken stuff, spilled cranberry on the carpet, and a whole bunch of other things in the house, right? She raised me to stand up for myself and stand my ground. So no matter who you are, you owe me. So I love you, but also pay for what you broke.
Now, here's where I feel like there's a big difference, okay? So your mom, Mo, was visiting you.
Yes.
Katie, your mom is living with you. You guys are roommates.
Unfortunately.
Right. So that does change things for me.
Why?
I think because your mom is, I mean, that's her roommate right there. So even if it's her mom, her roommate should pay for the broken charger. Whereas in your case, I think you pay for the broken charger.
You really?
Yeah.
To me, the difference here is that she offered to buy you a new charger. It'd be one thing if she broke it and you went, hey, mom, you know that charger that you destroyed?
Mm-hmm.
But she's offering. Mm-hmm. So to me, the difference is she wants to give you a gift.
And I do get that aspect of it. And I appreciate it. I love that my mom is like, I broke it. Let me fix it. But I'm pretty sure, like, if I were to say, mom, don't worry about it. It's all good. She would accept that. So if I don't say that.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, now we're wading into different waters.
It just, but she, now I did try. I was like, Mom, seriously. And she's like, no, I broke it. I'm sending you the money. That's final. And I appreciated that. But it just felt like dirty money to me, right? Like, I don't feel right taking money from my mom.
I'm with you.
Okay.
This is The Bert Show.